Good morning. This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. So far, the folks in Ankrum turning out for public hearings about a proposed cell phone tower near the Gallatin border say they want better cell phone service, but they do not want to live near the towers. Now they have another reason to oppose the project. John Mason of the Register Star reports that AT&T, the project's proposed service provider, and Mariner Tower, the company that wants to build the tower, helped write the town's cell tower law. Quote, "We asked them for input," unquote, town supervisor Art Basson said. Quote, "We figured they've done this before," unquote. Their input about reducing the required setback from a property line from 750 feet to 150 feet was accepted. You can read Mason's story in the Register Star. Governor Andrew Cuomo's State of the State address will be streamed live at governor.ny.gov on today, Wednesday, January 4th at 1:30 p.m. If you want to watch the Governor Andrew Cuomo's State of the State address from Albany's Empire State Plaza. Cuomo also has alerted the media he will make some sort of special statement through a video pool feed at noon for the afternoon local television news programs. The Copaic-Hillsdale Rail Trail Alliance announced Tuesday, January 3rd, that it has raised the matching funds required by a $121,000 New York State grant, putting the proposed extension of the Harlem Valley Rail Trail closer to reality. The grant from the State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation totals $162,620 with $40,655 matching amount raised by the community group. The money, which will be administered by the Columbia Land Conservancy, will be used to hire a firm to design a trail with final construction drawings as well as a necessary supporting studies for the five-mile extension. The Harlem Valley Rail Trail currently ends in Copaic Falls. The new section will run north from there through Hillsdale. The expanded trail will link the two communities to the new Rojan Community Library and Rojan Park, with a safe off-road path for bikers, walkers, runners, and cross-country skiers of all ages. Quote, "We are thrilled that residents of Copaic and Hillsdale have contributed generously to the matching amount we were required to raise," unquote, said Nancy Schultz, a Copaic resident who is chair of the Rail Trail Alliance. Ariel Zangla in the Daily Freeman reports that Greene County Attorney Carol Stevens was appointed interim public defender by Greene County Legislator Chairman Wayne Spienberg, Republican from Coxsackie, at Tuesday, January 3rd's yearly organizational meeting. Public defender Dominic J. Cornelius of Catskill resigned December 31st. Stevens has been the county attorney since 2001. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Today is Wednesday, January 4th, 2012. And it's cold. The National Weather Service has issued a wind chill advisory through 9 a.m. for western Greene County, where wind chills could be as low as negative 24. The forecast for Wednesday for Maple Crest in Greene County includes a slight chance of snow showers after 4 p.m., increasing clouds through the day with a high near 21. Wind chill values as low as negative 20 Wednesday night. West winds 7 to 13 miles per hour becoming south, and there is also a chance of snow showers Wednesday night. Thursday, a chance of snow showers mainly after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 29 and an overnight low of 24. Friday, it gets warmer, mostly cloudy with a high near 38, and Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 39. Today is the fourth Wednesday of the month, and there are meetings today in Cairo, where the planning board meets at 7 p.m., in Germantown, where there's a reorganizational meeting at 6 p.m., in Ghent, there's another one of those hearings, public hearings, about the possible price chopper in Ghent. That is at the Ghent Planning Board meets at 7 p.m. at the town hall in Ghent. You can call 392-4644. There's also a lot line adjustment at that public hearing. Greene County has its Human Services Health and Education Committee meetings at 6 p.m. at the county office building in Catskill. Greenport, there's a town board meeting at 7 p.m. at the Greenport Town Hall. Hudson, the Common Council's Youth and Aging Committee meets at 6 p.m. The Arts and Entertainment and Tourism Committee meets at 6:45 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson. Livingston, the Planning Board meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. And Stockport, there's an organizational and regular meeting of the town board. No workshop meetings planned for January, but this meeting is at 6 p.m. at Stockport Town Hall in Stottville. Sun rises at 7:20 a.m. and sets in 4:41 p.m., and the moon rises at 1:03 in the afternoon, and last night's moon sets at 3:06 a.m. And the Newark Islanders beat the Carolina Hurricanes 4-3 in hockey last night. The half-hour news hour, 3 p.m. today on WGXC, features the return of Julia Reichel and Lissa Harris from the Watershed Post and their weekly wrap-up of news around the Catskills. That's at 3 p.m. at 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.